producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week at this time, we are here to assist farmers, the ag community, the family farm, the family business that's all about agriculture, locavores, people that are looking for connection with the new food movement. There was a shot in the arm, as I think happens every year, 30 years, Farm Aid has done a great deal to help bring people around into the focus of what's going on the family farm and what isn't going on. And this program is aimed at finding solutions for problems that farmers have. And I'm not talking about agribusiness. I'm talking about the next generation, if you will, of family farmers. What do they have to work with? How can they be helped? Randy Ryan is going to join us on the program this week. He's from the Farmer Veteran Coalition. This is a group that helps veterans get into farming. Their website is farmvetco.org. Randy's from Chicago, joined the military at 17. Why don't we take it from there, Randy? Tell us your story of being in the service, and then we'll bring it around to working on the farm circumstances that may be available for veterans who either want to start farming or return to the farm.
Sure, Doug. I was a troubled kid born in Chicago, and then I got sent down to work on my uncle's farm in rural Tennessee, which turned out to be the best thing that could have happened to me. You know, as we all know, the land heals. You know, so working on a farm was very instrumental in my development. Soon after I graduated high school, I joined the military, learned some leadership skills. So that's where my work now in the Farmer Veteran Coalition brings back all the things that were important to me growing up, the military, working on a farm. You know, working on a farm is, it's not a handout. It's a tough business, you know, and it's a bottom line business. It's really tough, and we need a new generation of the farmers in this country. And I just think that veterans possess a unique set of skills that works perfectly for the farming community, as you know.
Yeah. The idea here is to bring people around. The biggest problem I've had on my farm, I'm a dairy farmer in suburban Massachusetts, suburban Boston. The biggest problem is finding people to work on the farm. This is a big problem, and finding people who are interested in doing the work. So why is somebody who might have been in the service well qualified for work on the farm?
Well, we have the saying in the military, embrace the suck, which means you got to deal with the hard stuff to get to the good stuff. And, you know, a lot of kids that go work on farms, a lot of farmers have told me and a lot of friends of mine, man, we can't find kids that really want to work. Mm-hmm. And in the military, you know, you learn there's no can't in the military. So these kids coming back from these seeing things they probably shouldn't see and dealing with the military and all the stuff you have to deal with in the military, plus the military forces you to be resourceful and those qualities that you need to be on a farm, you know. And I really believe that we need innovation in farming. We need, you know, new ways of doing things and to use resources efficiently. And, you know, what we learn in the military is all those things that you're going to need on a farm, and mainly a work ethic. A lot of people will say they want to be farming, they romanticize it, but they don't know all the work that goes into it. It really surprises people.
It does. Interesting how people have, you're right, the romance that goes with the farm. I have a fairly large farm for this part of the country, and people drive by and they think it's great to see the cows. Oh, look at that bucolic setting. And then when you go down the street with a manure spreader and you put manure on a field that's in a residential area, everybody's calling the police. Oh, that smell is terrible. Call the Board of Health. My God. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that you got to know how to deal with. That's just one of the many things. And a lot of farmers don't like to deal with that sort of thing and don't deal with it well. So the younger people that are coming along know how to deal perhaps with hazards a little bit. This is a hazard.
And a lot of people think we're helping the veterans, and I'm like, no, we're helping the farmers because they need good workers. They need people who are innovative and creative and have a work ethic and want to be there and are not afraid of hard work. And a lot of kids with new technology, things come faster. They're not used to slowing down and doing the work that it's going to take to process something for harvest.
Right. Okay. So let's talk specifically about the programs, the Farmer Veteran Coalition, again, farmvetco.org. What are the circumstances that help these combat veterans? What are the specific programs? I don't want to get down into the weeds, but so to speak. But as somebody who's helped put these programs together, let's understand what would attract people as they listen to this story. Maybe that there are farmers who have their sons or daughters that have gone into the military. And by the way, I don't want to assume this is just for men.
Oh, of course not. We have so many women that want to work in agriculture. It's an absolute revolution, and I know so many good farmers who are female, raising goats, growing vegetables, you know, various different growing techniques. It's there's a lot of women farming nowadays, and I'm so inspired by that. But what we do basically is we deal with issues like land access, training, mentoring, equipment, depending on the needs of the individual farmer. We don't just give money. We work with people, help them develop a business plan, which is so important. So many young farmers go into the business without a plan, and you're dealing with such an amazing amount of money just that you might have to borrow or lend to just make a living at it. There are so many things that go into it. You know, so many people fail because they're not prepared business-wise. They don't have a plan. So it's really the mentoring part of it. And then also there are scholarships available. And so we deal with every farmer on an individual basis.
How much of this money, let's pause for a moment, then I want to come back and focus on where the money comes from to run these programs. We're having a conversation on the American Family Farmer this week with Randy Ryan, who runs the Farmer Veteran Coalition. Website is farmvetco.org. You may find this a good place to get information about where you can get people to work or come along. If you don't have people in your family and you're wondering about succession, this may be a good place to start, or just if you need good workers. The Farmer Veteran Coalition, the focus on our problem solving this week on the American Family Farmer.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room online at abvi.com by October 15th and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 22nd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall! Into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
According to a recent study by Sallie Mae and Ipsos, the majority of families agree that college is an important and worthwhile investment, yet fewer than half are saving for it. Now there's a new and simple way to save for college. It's called You Promise Goal Saver. Sally Mae's Abby Brooks has more.
We know those who have a plan and save are more likely to attend college, more likely to graduate, and will do so with less debt. You Promise Goal Saver can get families on the right track, turning savings into a habit and helping bring that dream of higher education within reach.
How does it work?
You Promise Goal Saver is a free, no fee, no minimum balance savings account. Families simply set their goal, they save toward it, and they track their progress, and they earn rewards like annual cashback bonuses for setting up automatic deposit. It really is saving made simple.
To learn more, go to youpromise.com/goalsaver or sign up at youpromisegoalsaver.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4 inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellawood Brazilian Cherry and Koa Hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar Bamboo. American and European laminate for 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. We'll be right back.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer. Happy to have Farmer Veteran Coalition leader Randy Ryan with us. I saw somewhere that you were an actor, or you did some acting. How did that play into your background or what you're doing?
You know, when I got out of the military, you know, I just wanted to do something different. I was such a disciplined soldier, and like all kids that grew up on a farm, you're kind of encouraged to go see the world. That's exactly what I did. I got into entertainment by accident, and now I work in films and television. Now it's been amazing, and it allows me to also grow food in inner city Los Angeles. So I still get to meet that farmer side of myself. I get to teach agriculture to kids who have absolutely no access to fresh food. I mean, like six fast food restaurants on every corner.
Right, exactly. The In-N-Out Burger is on one side, Carl's is on the other, Wendy's is on the third one, McDonald's over across the street, and that's how they grow up. That's what they think, especially as you're suggesting, inner city kids in L.A. or Washington or New York or Chicago, where there is a very diverse population. A lot of these kids come from homes that don't have the wherewithal, for whatever the reason, to understand what the needs of one's body. And that's a great way of understanding farming, is to know what your body needs. How does your body work? And then when you learn that, you can help understand how other people's bodies work. And then what can you produce to help sustain healthy bodies? I would think that this is, a great training ground. So have you been in things? Your name doesn't ring a bell with me, but that doesn't mean that I wouldn't know where you have acted. What sort of shows or movies or what have you been in?
Sure. You know, I'm not a movie star, but I make my living doing that. And, I'm sure you've seen me without knowing me because I was been in Law and Order, Criminal Intent, The Sex and the City, a bunch of TV shows on NBC, ABC, CBS. I've been in Public Enemies with Johnny Depp and Christian Bale. I've worked with Woody Harrelson, the whole gamut.
You're a journeyman actor, which is what most people who make their living, they make a decent living, but they aren't stars. They're actors. There's a difference between being a star is probably not the right word. Some people look at some of the older stars and see a culture there that's pretty unique. We hold those people in esteem, but they don't really work as hard sometimes as people like you who go from role to role, part to part. And so that's why, yeah, there are thousands of actors, hundreds of them, you'd recognize their name. I mean, you wouldn't recognize the name, but you recognize their face. So it's interesting that you put that together with this work to provide, and it's, I suppose in a manner of speaking, it's called giving back.
Well, the acting allows me to do what I really love. In 100 years, it's not going to matter what movie I was in, but if I can influence a child to learn about healthy food choices, because as far as I'm concerned, I don't like it that we send our young women and men off to war to rely on food from another country. That just doesn't make sense to me. So the entertainment allows me the access to a wider audience so I can help teach people about these things, because it's in every part of me. I believe that we need to change the way that we eat. A lot of people think, how can what you do affect the family farmer? Well, if we can create a demand for healthy food, for real food, for actually food that's grown from the ground, you know, then that is going to affect the family farmer because we're going to need more farmers. This whole industrial revolution thing, you know, the fast food from the 50s, the frozen from the 60s, we need to eat real food grown by real American family farmers, and I want to help create that demand. And if we learn about food, we're going to want to eat it.
That's a good position to be in. Randy Ryan, Farmer Veterans Coalition head, farmvetco.org. We continue our conversation in a matter of moments here. This is the American Family Farmer.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Farmer on the radio, a lot of radio stations now. This is a new program. I was happy to make the acquaintance, if you will, of a lot of people at the Farm Aid Concert because they say they represent the American Family Farm. That's what you hear all through the concert, which lasted about 12 hours in Chicago over this past weekend. Many of you who are listening to this program were there, perhaps. I hope you were, or you can see the video. Any number of things went on there, discussions, entertainment. That was a good motivation. So Randy Ryan, who is a Chicagoan, from the military to acting to helping farmers, the American Veteran Coalition, bringing farmers the opportunity, but teaching people also how to be fed, how to feed and be fed. And that also is something a lot of people have to understand because the thing is changing so much. There's so many, I noticed this in looking at some of the programs, so many inner city farms now, and people say, well, that seems to be an oxymoron. How do they find the land? Well, they find it, and guys like you, Randy, probably help them find land that's available. If you're working, as I said, in Chicago or L.A. or Boston, there are plots of land you can find here and there. And
there's no doubt about it. There's so many empty lots that aren't being used at all. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times what we will do is we'll reach out and say, who owns this land? And a lot of philanthropists own this land, and they only want it used for a good use.
Yep.
So if you go into these lots and say, like, wow, we want to put a veteran to work to grow food, to eat more local food, to let people learn about food, they will actually donate the land for them or rent them the land at a cheap price to grow food so it's close by, you know. Because 1% of the population grows the food that we eat and 1% serves in the military. So what we're trying to do is bring these two underserved segments of the country together.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about training programs, and I wondered where the funding came from. You talk about philanthropists. I'm actually trying to find a philanthropist or a philanthropic organization to buy the development rights off my farm, which is a practical way of doing a number of different things. This is an idea that's catching on in various places around the country. I just want to pay the mortgage off and keep the farm as it is, and it's hard to get government sometimes, and it ought to be, frankly. The government's involved in way too many programs as far as I'm concerned, but that does bring me around. Even, you know, if I don't approve of having all this money spent for this, that, or the other, if it's there and can be used for you and your organization, that'd be great. So you get public money, private money. What supports getting these young men and women into farming?
Well, predominantly it's donations, and, you know, Farm Aid helps out. Mm-hmm. There's also a
When you say Farm Aid helps out, how do they help out? What do they do for you specifically?
Well, part of the proceeds from the concert goes to American Family Farmers, mm-hmm. and part of the proceeds comes to the Farmer Veteran Coalition every year.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been a big supporter.
How is that money? How is the amount of money determined? How do you know what you're going to get?
There's no way to know how much money. It depends on how much money they raise, and it's different every year.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's a beef company, or not a beef company, a meat company called Prairie Grove Farms. It's set in Iowa, but they serve high-end meat all across the country, and they also give a portion of their proceeds to the Farmer Veteran Coalition, and they sell their product on Home Shopping Network.
Really?
So they do a really great amount of business. I've been on there 19 times.
On Home Shopping?
Home Shopping, Prairie Grove Farms. Check out their product. They're delicious.
I'm going to write this down. Prairie Grove Farms.
Prairie Grove Farms.
The pitchman for Prairie Grove Farms on HSN.
Yes.
Wow, isn't that interesting? Okay.
It's great.
I know Farm Credit East is an institution here in the Northeast that provides a lot of services to the ag community and financial support to fund a lot of these programs that are helping vets. So I just want to, I'm giving people ideas. Randy's giving people ideas. This program is about ideas. We think it's fundamentally important to make sure that we maintain our American family farms.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This week on the American Family Farmer with me, Doug Steffen, is the Farmer Veteran Coalition. This is a way, and you can hear if you've listened to the program, you're picking up bits and pieces, all kinds of different input here from a man who's had a lot of varied experiences. And that's really, frankly, what I found in my life, what makes me a good farmer. I've had a lot of things in my life go on. I'm a broadcaster. I'm a farmer. I've been a businessman. I've been around cows all my life, and so that's the thread. Did I do the greatest job in the world with my farm? No, probably not. There were things, there's always a shortage of money, resources, funds, that sort of thing. So that's part of, and available help, and that's what we're getting to here with Randy Ryan from the Farmer Veteran Coalition. We went through the help that you get from various organizations, but in terms of the people, do you have a profile, the best sort of person that can get involved in this program?
You know, the best way to do that is to go on the website. We have profiles of so many farmers on there that are products of the program, beneficiaries, and they also help train the up-and-coming kids that are getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
If you go on that website, you read stories, you're going to be so inspired by people that have become successful farming, that are coming back. You know, the land heals, people that are creating ownership for themselves, getting their hands in the dirt, working with animals, the type of things that heal, you know, and it's not just a soldier that goes off to war. You know, it's a widow, it's a wife, it's kids, it's a whole family, you know, that gets involved in something, and it creates ownership for these veterans people come back from battles, they come back from the military, and they don't know, you know, what to do. So to create an ownership, to get, make them a business owner and give them the training that they need, create such an amazing self-esteem in veterans. We all know, we've read the numbers about, you know, depression and suicide,
yep,
soldiers and
yep,
farmers, and, you know, it, but to help someone succeed in that business, it's, and again, it's not only important for them, it's important for all of us. I mean, to me, it's as important as national defense to start growing our own foods, to start depending
well,
on ourselves.
You're pushing a button with me because I'm anathema. When it comes to government, I'm just the government has done so much wrong and has hurt with programs that are being pushed by the EPA, the USDA, the FDA. They just, for whatever the reason, it almost seems like they're trying to destroy this fabric, this fiber of the farming community. There's way too much regulation. You get, trying to get people started in a farm and people from the government come along and say, you just did that wrong, I'm going to fine you $10,000. Stuff like that doesn't help anybody. And so we're fighting that. And at the same time, we're trying to understand what we need to do to produce more for the partners that we have. The partners are oftentimes the people who use our product. And I've said, you look at the government interference and see how people are just saying, you know, I don't want to put up with this anymore. I'm going away. If we don't get a handle on this and get good people to not only run the farms, but to get involved in government and the business of farming, in 30 to 40 years, never mind we won't be the breadbasket of the world, we won't be able to provide enough food for the people who live in this country. That's how bad it is. Look at the dairy farms that are going away. Look at the smaller to mid-sized produce farms that are going away. And almost all of it is because of government interference.
Well, it hits a button with me too, Doug, and you're dead right. You know, the government is geared towards the agribusiness. It's really upsetting to me
too. Because all the agribusinesses put their people, that's how it works. The people who are in these positions of power at the USDA, hell, half of them come from Monsanto.
Exactly. And they're thinking short term.
Yeah.
They're thinking about how much money can I make and how fast. They're not thinking about the environmental effect. They're not thinking about the effect that they're having on the soil. They're not thinking of what's going to happen in 100 years. So it's really bothersome for me, too. That's why I'm trying to create a demand nationally for good food, healthy food, and a lot of people won't try it. They've been trained to eat all this junk, so they don't have a craving for it. And if we don't create demand for food, people are going to just keep being served what they serve, what's in front of them. So let's create a demand for good food, and then we're going to need farmers again.
It's education. All of it's education. I was reading the story of a fellow named Pete Frizzell, who works for one of the farm banks. Among his responsibilities, he acts for the bank as veterans liaison. He has a lot of experience here because he served in the military as a paratrooper, infantryman, and he finished as a staff sergeant. So he also was in the Connecticut National Guard, served as a squad leader, had lots of contact, and found as he walked the walk that there were plenty of people who were there, as you have just explained, who could relate to the need for farmers, for veterans to get jobs and for farms and farmers to have good, reliable people. So he works in putting veterans into a program. Maybe he's put some of the people that work around him or with him or that he's found into the programs at the Farmer Veteran Coalition. I don't know. I mean, there have to be a lot of these people around who are feeding the system, who are finding, looking at the needs and finding a way to connect all these people, yeah?
Not as much as you would think.
Really?
You know, no. And there's a lot of veterans out there, and there's one thing about veterans, they want to continue to serve.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, there's not as much out there as you would think, but have them check us out. We have a couple partner organizations that have training all over the country. We have people all over the country that have training programs for veterans. So we're based in Davis, California, but we have chapters all over the country. So if someone from any region where they would want to farm, there are mentors and veteran farmers in just about every state that we would be able to get someone access to. So please, if anyone's listening or if you know anyone that ever calls you and wants to know, send them to the website, have them send us an email, and we're going to try to help them out.
How does Michael O'Gorman fit in? Is he the one who started this organization?
He is. He is the one that started this organization. He actually got the idea from this woman who started FarmAid all those years back.
Right.
And so Michael is one of the premier organic farmers in the country back in the 80s when he was farming. He grew tomatoes, and he no longer farms once he started this organization, but he knows about farming. And I met him. He asked me to come on board, be a part of this, kind of be a talking piece, and to also he was inspired by the work that I was doing growing food in the inner city. So that's how I got involved. I met Michael.
It's about matching. That's really what it's about. It's about matching. I think it's as simple as that. It's not heavy lifting here. This is people who are interested and have the acumen to learn, and they need a job. So you learn, and then you go, who knows what the end result's going to be. Many of you who are listening to this, the Baby Veterans, work your way into a farm, and sooner or later, you'll end up owning it.
You know, you give people a chance. You don't know what's going to happen. Is people are willing to work, like most veterans are, and you know, some magical things can happen.
I saw there was $18 million in funding available from the USDA. Is that a year-to-year supplement, or is that every year you have to work for it?
I'm not familiar with that, so I don't know the answer to that one.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. I was looking at the stats and how the government, again, we're talking about the government and them getting involved. But there is a program, and it works with a lot of the state cooperative extension services. And what they've got is an NGO, a non-governmental organization, that finds and distributes the money. And I'm sure there's some connection there, one way or another. Whether we like the government connection or not, it's our money. We'll take it if it's there. Thank you very much. Conversation continuing. We are focused on how to make it work. If you're a young farmer and you've gotten some service, the thanks goes to you, those of you who put on a uniform, for sure. But then what can we do to move people along to help in our needs? Those of us who have farms that want to have good quality help, that's what we're focusing on. Military veterans returning to a job as a farmer, being trained in farming. That's the focus of the Farmer Veteran Coalition, farmvetco.com. I'm sorry, farmvetco.org. Randy Ryan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' end of summer clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4 inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellow Brazilian cherry and Koa hardwood. Get 10-15% off all Morningstar bamboo, American and European laminate from 49 cents, and 24 month special financing. Hurry, the end of summer clearance sales going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
According to a recent study by Sallie Mae and Ipsos, the majority of families agree that college is an important and worthwhile investment, yet fewer than half are saving for it. Now there's a new and simple way to save for college. It's called You Promise Goal Saver. Sallie Mae's Abby Brooks has more.
We know those who have a plan and save are more likely to attend college, more likely to graduate, and will do so with less debt. You Promise Goal Saver can get families on the right track, turning savings into a habit and helping bring that dream of higher education within reach.
How does it work?
You Promise Goal Saver is a free, no fee, no minimum balance savings account. Families simply set their goal, they save toward it, and they track their progress, and they earn rewards like annual cashback bonuses for setting up automatic deposit. It really is saving made simple.
To learn more, go to upromise.com/goalsaver or sign up at upromisegoalsaver.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that? ABVI. ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows they're BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
Randy Ryan comes to us this week from the American Family, the American Family Farmer Veteran Coalition. I suppose you could call it that. Farmvetco.org. I'm fascinated with the stories in different states. I'm just reading about a fellow in New York State. His name is Tom Bryant. I don't know if you know him or not. He was a Navy reservist, was in the U.S. Air Force. He was 4 years there, and he decided he wanted to be a farmer and be a chicken farmer because every weekend he took a job on a farm. He was taking his time to take care of chickens. And one of the things that he encountered, because he was involved, he had post-traumatic stress disorder. He was working with plants and animals, and for some reason or another, chickens seemed to soothe him. He started out by taking a beginning farmer's class at Cornell, and then he went on to find a little bit of land. He was around farms as a kid. And so he took all of that experience, he took what he had from the service, he took his need to calm his life down, and has turned it into another organization, not yours, but it's called Vet Farms, and that's, you know, the same sort of thing. So all of these I think he has worked with the Farm Vet organization, yours, Farmer Veteran Coalition, I don't know if you know him or not, but it's one of many stories. Now he's got a farm that has goats, chickens, does fruit on his farm in New York State. It's cool.
Yeah, I don't know, Tom, but, you know, a lot of veterans who work on farms, a lot of them start training programs as a subsidy to help support their family farm, you know, and that happens a lot. A lot of them also do farm tours. I mean, a lot of people from local cities want to come and see a farm, and they subsidize their living by doing farm tours and by doing dinners and things like that. It's kind of what people have to do nowadays, and I think you can get funding from different organizations, or you can get grants if you help teach people what you know, and if you're successful at it. So that's probably what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. So this guy, Tom Bryan, has gotten other people in his area to hire the vets that he's training. This is a great program. You might want to check this out, Vet Farms program. Again, something that's come, I think Cornell has helped a lot. There are a lot of educational institutions around the country that are ag-oriented. I would be sure the Connecticut Stores campus has something like this. If you go out to the Midwest, most of the colleges, many of the states that are land-grant states have these programs as well. But the idea that this is something that many people may not have thought about, and now you know that you can go to a website like farmvetco.org to find the people that you're looking for. Or if you're somebody listening to this and you're a veteran and you don't know what to do but you've been interested in farming, go to farmvetco.org. Program outreach, technical assistance. How many, a lot of programs exist for minorities. Is that a big part of this? There are a number of minorities that are in the service, certainly.
That's for sure.
How are they playing into this?
You know, we do have a lot of minorities. It's not by design or plan, but there are a lot of minorities that want to get back into farming. You know, a lot of minorities are natural at farming. It's generational. You know, I talked to a lot of kids in the inner city in Los Angeles, and I said, you know, how many of you know about food or farm? No hands go up. How many parents? Mm-hmm. Maybe one or two. You know, and most of the kids I work with are either Hispanic or African American. And I say, how many people here, how many grandparents farm? All the hands go up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're two generations removed from people who were farming just about everyone.
Yeah.
So it's pretty odd. It's not by design, but, you know, like you said, a lot of minorities go into the military, but also 45% of military people are from rural environments.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how they don't have opportunities where they are. There are no jobs, so they go into the service.
Exactly.
That's what happens with a lot of people. And then they get an education after that. They get a real education while they're in the service, and then they get an education after that. Well, you're doing good work, Randy. I wanted to highlight it here on this program. The Farmer Veteran Coalition, helping veterans get into farming, transitioning from their life as a service person into the life of the farm. Farmvetco.org. Randy, thank you for being here on this week's edition of the American Family Farmer.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week at this time, we are here to explain the way that you, as an American citizen, as an American farmer, as perhaps a member of the local war movement, can help further the interests of your family farm and of family farms in general. That's why a lot of talk about farm aid. There are other ways that you can help yourself. And so each week through the good intentions of this program, I know I have good intentions because I'm a farmer as well. I want to help myself and I want to help you. So the information that we have here is hopefully geared to finding solutions to problems. But every once in a while, I want to comment on things that are happening around us. I thought it was pretty interesting to note this past week that sales from organic farms in our country reached $5.5 billion last year. That's a 72% increase from where it was in 2008. So in 7 years, this idea of eating organic has captured lots of time and imagination and a lot of money. The USDA information compiled through farmer surveys shows that milk was the top organic commodity last year, sales of about $1 billion. And that doesn't include sales of raw milk, by the way. Sales of organic eggs, which are laid by hens that are raised without cages, that's the number two best-selling item in the organic world, about $420 million worth of organic eggs last year. There's a big demand for organic foods, whether it's fruit, vegetables, meats, grains. The rise in interest over the past decade especially, people becoming more concerned about genetically modified products as well as the chemicals that are used in the food chain. What does that spray on the apple do for you? What is the fertilizer they put in the ground? How does that affect what comes out of the ground? There are a lot of people who are in the Organic Trade Association that are pushing the idea, and that's great as far as it goes. The thing that you need to be aware of is how much the government, I say this to everybody, you know it if you're a farmer, the government has bastardized the use of the term organic and so watered it down that it almost has no meaning anymore. People see it and they wonder, okay, what's the difference between organic and natural? And so if you look at the sales of so-called natural products versus organic products, you see a similar rise in the sale of products labeled natural. What I will tell you is, from my experience on the farm, at least in the milk arena, that people are more concerned about whether they can go to the farm, whether they can see the product either being grown, the cows being milked, whatever it is. So there's more in the locavore movement emphasis on buying good local food. If it's organic, great. If it's natural, great. But it's local. And so in that respect, we need to have more people doing that. In fact, we don't have more people doing these sorts of things on the farm. We have fewer people because the land is evaporating. There are 14,000 fewer farms in America this year than there were last year. Think about that and how the decline, if it goes steadily in that direction, how in the world do you keep this country fed? No matter what it is that we're growing for them. Anyway, organic, there are a number of, let's see here, as the number of farms went down, the number of organic farms rose by 15% in this past year. And so I guess that, again, local, organic, natural, all of those things are important. And those are the things that if you're selling, you should stress. If you are organic, stress it. If you feel that your products are natural and the best product that you possibly could produce, then promote that. If you, in fact, are, if you're using things that are non-GMO, you don't buy your seeds from Monsanto, that needs to be promoted as well. Because believe it or not, this is very much on people's minds. Matter of fact, Spam, who would have thought? Spam is a product made by a company called Hormel. They say they're going to change the kind of meat that they use to make Spam. They're going to spend $775 million this year buying the organic meat from Applegate Farms. You see their brand all over the Whole Foods chain stores like that. So won't that be an interesting reality? I find it interesting that Spam is going to be using organic meat in their product. Let's see how that improves their sales. All right, so ideas, food for thought, my comments, and the ideas of the people that come on this program are theirs and mine. Hopefully they influence you to make yourself a better farmer and make yourself a better eater. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's edition of The American Family Farmer.
Neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.